The Renaissance Festival Podcast, show number 245, Spooky Show Special.
Hello, everyone. I am Tuvia.
And I am Hilma, and we are
Wandering Gypsy Theater. Today's show is brought to you by the Celtic Invasion of Camelot.
You mean Cornwall.
Oh, right. You can join Mark Gunn as he leads
the Celtic Invasion of Cornwall 2016.
Mark Twain wrote,
"Travel is fatal to prejudice, bigotry, and narrow-mindedness. Broad, wholesome, charitable views of men and things cannot be acquired by vegetating in one little corner of the earth all one's lifetime."
I never vegetate. Broccoli's disgusting.
Every year, Mark leads an exciting vacation
around the world
because he knows that traveling will
change your life
for the better forever.
Ever, ever, ever.
That's enough.
Cornwall is believed to be the legendary home of Camelot.
Camelot's a silly place.
You will learn more about King Arthur,
the Knights of the Round Table,
Excalibur,
the Most Holy Grail,
as you visit this Celtic region.
Where is this?
Oh, Cornwall is in England.
Oh, we got thrown out of England?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Queen's got really good cookies and tea, but she does not like to share.
Mm-mm. The official itinerary goes online in August 2015.
So you mean that we could go on vacation with Mark Gunn?
Oh, I mean, not us.
Not us?
No, they don't want us there.
Oh.
Well, all right, if you want like a real vacation,
like with Mark Gunn,
you can subscribe to the mailing list
and join the invasion at
CelticInvasion.com.
Com. Oh, thank you, Hilda.
You're welcome.
My granny, while on her deathbed, she turned and said to me, "Why must you view life so morbidly? I tried to teach you right, but somewhere I went wrong. 'Cause you sing those death, death, devil, devil, evil, evil songs. When six pallbearers put her down and laid her body in the ground, my eyes were wet, my face was very long. The pastor said, 'Son, here you are. Won't you please take this guitar? Sing, dear departed granny, one last song.' And I sang death, death, devil, 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 evil, 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 evil songs. Hell, you know that's how I get along. The world is full of tragedy, so how can it be wrong? Singing death, 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 devil, devil, evil, evil songs. Well, I was shopping at Hot Topic, and I was walking out the door. Dumb jocks came up to me, they said, 'Hey fag, it ain't Halloween,' and they kicked my lipstick to the floor. And I sang death, death, devil, 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 evil, 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 evil songs. Hell, you know that's how I get along. The world is full of idiots, so how can it be wrong? Singing death, 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 devil, devil, evil, evil songs. Well, I went down to church on Sunday. I sat up front in a pew. The priest said, 'Jesus and Mary too, son, what the devil's got in you? Get up and sing a hymn or two.' And I sang death, death, devil, 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 evil, 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 evil songs. Yeah, you know that's how I get along. World's full of hypocrisy, so how can it be wrong? Singing death, 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 devil, devil, evil, evil songs. I was invited to the White House. The president pulled me aside. He said, 'Son, sing us a song apiece for those evildoers in the Middle East.' I rolled my eyes and kicked this rhyme. I sang death, death, devil, 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 evil, 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 evil songs. Hell, you know that's how I get along. The world is full of W's, so how can it be wrong? Singing death, 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 devil, devil, evil, evil songs."
Wow.
Well, then I died and went to hell. I could tell right away by the awful smell that this was clearly not the pearly gates. The devil said, come here, young man. My wife and I are your biggest fans. So naturally I felt I had it made. Well, then he reached into an iron chest, and he picked the tool that he felt was best. And then he jabbed me in the schlong with a pitchfork that had sharpened prongs. He turned to me and winked and sang this song. He sang death, death, devil, 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 evil, 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 evil songs. Yeah, I know that's how you got along. I find your song hilarious, but now your soul's precarious. Singing your death, 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 devil, devil, evil, evil songs. I'm just kidding, kid. Welcome to hell. Enjoy the buffet. Death, death, devil, 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 evil, 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 evil songs. Hell, you know that's how we get along. Sinners, so how can it be wrong? Singing death, 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 devil, devil, evil, evil songs.
The Parsec Award-winning show, the Renaissance Festival Podcast. And here are your hosts. A member of the royal family and has a crown to prove it, Matt Letter.
Welcome to the Renaissance Festival Podcast. My name is Tony Artem.
And I am Matt Letter. Mwah ha 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 ha.
What a very, very scary laugh you have there.
I have been working on it. We shall see.
Oh, there you go. That first song you heard was Death, Death by Voltaire from To the Bottom of the Sea. So how's it going, Matt?
I'm doing very well. How are you, Tony?
I'm doing well. You recovered yet from Minnesota Renaissance Festival?
Well, it just ended. So we had our last weekend, and I had a fantastic time, but I am still exhausted. So I am slowly recovering from that, yes.
Well, I had a great time as well. It was quite nice to wrap up the season, and we're looking forward to the next season, which we already got the dates for, in fact.
All right.
So, what is next? We got a note here, it says.
What's next is that we would like to express a very heartfelt thank you to the following friends of the podcast, Renee Llewellyn and Steve Conroy. Renee and Steve, you will get the podcast 5 days before it is released to the general public, and you will hear the extended version of the show with at least 4 more songs and no commercial ads. And you will receive a CD from the podcast library for every 12 months you remain at this level. So thank you, Renee and Stephen.
Yeah, huzzah to you guys.
Huzzah to you.
Well, we have some very special and breaking news during the last weekend of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. Matt won an unbelievable honor. You want to talk about that and how you won it?
I was honored to be inducted into the Order of the Garter, which is an award out at the Minnesota Renaissance Festival for, I don't even know how to talk about it. I'm still over the moon about this. So if you want to ask me about it, I'll probably have words later. But in essence, I'm incredibly grateful and honored. And there's some amazing people out there that were very, very kind in awarding this to me. Well, the award itself stands for chivalry. It is the essence of chivalry. It is bringing back chivalry into our lives. So, it stands for that. It stands for being outgoing and elevating other people. And that's something I really believe in. And I've tried to bring into all my performances. So it's really, really nice of people to say that I'm doing that.
Well, congratulations. We put a picture of you with the cloak and the medallion up on the podcast page on our Facebook page. And so, and you've got a couple comments on there, over there, congratulating you on that award. So, so we're going to get back into the music now. And so what's that next song we're going to be hearing?
The next song we will be hearing is Ghost of Tom by Howlow from Decadence.
Now it's time to head down to the dungeon for the Renaissance Festival podcast news with Tony Autumn.
As everybody is aware, the Renaissance Festival Awards is going on right now, so you can go over to the website and cast your vote for your favorites. Please, please make sure you're specific in what you are voting for. So hop on over to renaissancefestivalmusic.com/awards and read all of the rules and then cast your votes. The Pirate Code at Work, 11 lessons of piracy that can teach us about workplace corporations. So land lovers today may value pirates as historical thieves on the high seas, they might just have 11 different lessons that you could add to your workplace. Of course, you can find out more at nwitimes.com. Facelift for Shakespeare, a new translation effort is aimed to make all of Shakespeare's plays comprehensive of today's audience. Of course, you can find out more at wsj.com. And on a personal note, I don't really care for modern Shakespeare translations. Priests found spiritual satisfaction by serving nuns, in Stanford medieval historian says. A study of a medieval text at Stanford's history professor believes about this event happening in medieval history. Of course, you can find out more about what he discovered at news.stanford.edu. Now, I know Matt really loves being surrounded by fairies, but did you know there's 11 signs? Even though he doesn't like being fairy bombed. Find out what those signs are at earthenergyhealing.com. You, all you have to do is send us one of your pictures of you gnawing on that best turkey leg, and you could win a CD from our library. You have until the end of the year to get it in. That's the 31st of December. And, of course, you can submit that photo to renfestpodcast@gmail.com.
So when they asked us what we're doing this weekend, I said, spending the day in the 16th century at the Maryland Renaissance Festival. There's so much to see and do. There's continuous entertainment on 10 theaters and stages, jousting, food, music, pub shopping, Saturdays and Sundays through October 25th. For tickets, visit MarylandRenaissanceFestival.com near Annapolis in Crownsville, Maryland. The Maryland Renaissance Festival. Time travel to fun.
Well, the father and I, we looked at the sky and we saw the sun was setting. Though our fate was near, we didn't show our fear, though inside we both were fretting. It was a foolish job. It was a foolish job. We should have brought a mop. It was a foolish job. Did not hesitate as we entered the gates of the local cemetery. And as we looked around, the sun went down. It was really rather scary. Well, I got my steak, a couple cloves of garlic, a sharpened steak, ready to stab anything that moves in the name of all that's holy. We'll be hunting vampires down at the graveyard. We'll be hunting vampires down at the graveyard. Whoa, by the light of the moon, discovered the tomb, though the evening mists were swirling. As the crypt we scoped, we sincerely hoped that they hadn't risen early. Well, I got my steak, a vial of holy water. I've got my faith. Hope it's enough with a cross to bear for the sake of friends and families. We'll be hunting vampires down at the graveyard. We'll be hunting vampires down at the graveyard.
That last song you heard was Hunting the Vampires Down at the Graveyard by Boogie Nights from Oh, the Horrors. So, we hope you're enjoying this spooky show. Are you, Matt? I'm sure you are.
I am very much enjoying this spooky show. Halloween is one of my favorite holidays.
It is to me as well. And it, in particular, means something really special to me, too. So, but we actually want to take a moment to thank our patrons. The top five fan-requested show is being compiled for a three-hour music spectacular spectacular thanks to our Patreon members. You guys are awesome. So be on the lookout for the future 3 hours of music.
3 hours of music?
Yes.
That's more than 2 hours of music.
Wow. There you go. That's pretty incredible.
Wow.
I believe that's one more hour than 2 hours of music, right? That is if we got our math right.
I am not going to trust my math right now. No.
No, I'm not either. So in that case, should we could just go right into the next song?
The next song we are going to be listening to on this spooky show is Isn't It Grand Boys to Be Walking Undead by Mark Gunn from Sci-Fi Drinking Songs.
That's spooky enough. That is by Mark Gunn.
Look at the corpses, bloated and rotting. Isn't it grand, boys, to be walking undead?
Brains, brains,
there's no
brains.
Time for praying. Just time for one bloody last cry. And always remember, the slower you run, the sooner you bloody well die. Look at the people screaming in terror. Isn't it grand, boys, to be walking undead? There's no time for praying. Just time for one bloody last cry. And always remember, the slower you run, the sooner you bloody well die. Look at the preacher feasting on choir boys.
Nothing new.
Isn't it grand, boys, to be walking undead? There's no time for praying, just time for one bloody last cry. And always remember, the slower you run, the sooner you bloody well die. Look at the widow, she's next on the menu. Isn't it grand, boys, to be walking undead? There's no time for praying, just time for one bloody last cry. And always remember, the slower you run, the sooner you bloody well die. Look at the flowers crushed under molded feet. Isn't it grand, boys, to be walking undead? There's no time for praying, just time for one bloody last cry. And always remember, the slower you run, the sooner you bloody well die. Look at the whiskey, let's down the whole barrel. Ain't it so grand to go hunting undead? There's no time for praying, just time for one bloody last cry. And always remember, the slower you run, the sooner you bloody well die. Look at the tombstone, see how it's shifting. Up come the hands of another undead. There's no time for praying, just time for one bloody last cry. And always remember, the slower you run, the sooner you bloody well die. And always remember, the slower you run, the sooner you bloody well die.
Hi, this is Barry Dawkins. I'm with Two Rivers Renaissance Fair, and you're listening to the Renaissance Festival Podcast.
And now for a minute with Fugley.
'Twas a busy night in the pub when Blackbeard's ghost appeared. The patrons cleared out quickly, leaving Johnny at the bar.
Why don't you run away like the others?
The old ghost demanded.
Because you're not a ghost,
Johnny replied.
Well, of course I'm a ghost.
Really? Then where are your chains?
Do you mean these?
Let's be serious. Anyone could bring chains. A real ghost can fly.
Like this?
Yes, yes, but it can't all be done with ropes and wires. A real ghost can turn into mist and fit inside my empty whiskey bottle.
Not a problem.
All right, then. You're a ghost.
Let me out of here. You can't do this to me.
Now, where is that innkeeper? Oh, do pipe down. I believe you already. This minute brought to you by your good friends at Povera.com.
Dublin's fair city, where the girls are so pretty, 'twas there I first laid eyes on Molly Malone. She wheeled her barrow through the streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh. Crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, fishmonger, and that was no wonder, for so were her father and mother before. They each wheeled their barrows through the streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, and no one could save her, and that was the end of sweet Molly Malone. Now her ghost wheels her barrow through the streets broad and narrow, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, alive, alive, oh, crying cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh, cockles and mussels, alive, alive, oh. Now you might have thought that's the end of this song, but I'm here to sing you this one last refrain. On the night that she died, a mysterious comet reanimated sweet Molly's remains. Not quite alive, oh, not so alive, oh. Now Molly's a zombie and she'll eat your brains. Yes, Molly's a zombie and she'll eat your brains.
All right, that last song was Molly Malone by Fugly from Created for the Show. And I believe that is the very first time any of us have actually heard it.
Yay! That's really cool. And that's one of the things that we love about this show is that there's so many amazing songs that I've never heard before. And I know that a lot of our listeners haven't heard before, and surprises every single time we do the show. And so thank you, Fugly, for that song.
Yes, thanks.
Up next, we're going to listen to All Souls Night by Coeur de Lion from their self-titled album.
drums that pulse out echoes of darkness and move into the festive sound. Somewhere in a hidden memory, images float before my eyes of fragrant nights of straw and of bonfires and dance until the next sunrise. I can see lights in the distance trembling in the dark cloak of night. Candles and lanterns are dancing and dancing a waltz on All Souls Night. Figures of cornstalks bend in the shadows, held up tall as the flames leap high. The green night holds the holly bush to mark where the old year passes by. I can see lights in the distance traveling in the dark cloak of night. Candles and lanterns are dancing and dancing a waltz on All Souls Night. Dance around and around to drums that pulse out echoes of darkness and moving to the festive sound. Standing on the bridge that crosses the river that goes out to the sea, the wind is full of a thousand voices. They pass by the bridge and me. I can see lights in the distance trembling in the dark cloak of night. Candles and lanterns are dancing and dancing a waltz on All Souls Night. I can see lights in the distance trembling in the dark cloak of night. Candles and lanterns are dancing and dancing a waltz on All Souls Night.
My lords and ladies.
Good afternoon, evening, or morning, wherever you're listening to this, lords and ladies.
I'm Liz Rodriguez.
I'm Nicole Keating.
And we are the ladies of the tower.
Yes, indeed, we live in a tower and it's very pretty, and I've started some nice fall Pinterest projects for our little tower room.
Nicole, today we're going to discuss a mysterious disease that circulates in our times,
oh, no.
The Renaissance.
Good thing we're in this tower and we have no hope of catching it.
Well, hold your breath, because this play appears out of nowhere sometimes, such as in the play The Duchess of Malfi, in which an evil, jealous brother suffers from lycanthropia.
Oh no, do I have to still hold my breath? I'm afraid I'm too scared to do so. I must take deep heaving breaths. Is that a werewolf? Oh no, I said it!
It is the werewolf
disease.
No! But do you know how you get it?
I've heard that being bitten by a wolf, a werewolf.
That's one way, but also an excess of melancholy.
Oh no, so good thing I'm happy all the time.
Well, that's the drug, so keep up with those, and don't get too sad, lest you become a werewolf.
I might become a werewolf.
A she-wolf, you are a she-wolf in disguise.
There's a she-wolf in disguise.
Well, if you'd like to hear more about historical werewolves, tune in to episode 36 of Rude Tudors, a podcast you can find on iTunes, Stitcher, and RudeTudors.com. This has been a moment in Renfest history.
I'm Randall Scott.
And I'm Brent Bodine.
And we're the Duelists. And you're listening to the Renaissance Festival podcast. How's that? Did we do it right?
Yeah, that worked. Okay.
Well, a dragon has come to our village today, and we've asked him to leave, but he won't go away now. He spoke to the king. They've worked out a deal. No more homes he will burn. No more crops he will steal. There is but one catch. We dislike it a bunch. Twice a year he invites him, a virgin, to lunch. Now we've no other choice but this deal to respect. But we can't help but wonder and pause to reflect. Oh, do virgins taste better than those who are not? Are they saltier, sweeter, or juicier? What do you savor? So gulp 'em down on the spot. Do virgins taste better than those who are not? Now we'd like to be shed, you in many have tried, but no one can get through your thick scaly hide. We hope that someday some brave knight will come by. We can't wait around till you're too fat to fly. And do virgins taste better than those who are not? Are they salty or sweeter? Would you see or what do you savor? So gulp 'em down on the spot. Do virgins taste better than those who are not? Now you have such good taste in your women for sure. They always are pretty, they always are pure. But your notion of dining, it makes us all flinch. For your favorite entree is barbecued wench. And do virgins taste better than those who are not? Are they salty or sweeter? Would you see or what do you savor? So gulp 'em down on the spot. Do virgins taste better than those who are not? Now we've found a solution, it works out so neat. If you insist on nothing but virgins to eat, no more will our numbers ever get small. We'll simply make sure there's no virgins at all. And do virgins taste better than those who are not? Are they salty or sweeter? Would you see or what do you savor? So gulp 'em down on the spot. Do virgins taste better than those who are not? Oh yes, virgins taste better than those who are not. They are salty or sweeter, or juicy and hot. You can savor 'em, so gulp 'em down on the spot. Yes, virgins taste better than those who are not.
That last song was "Do Virgins Taste Better" by Water Street Bridge from Oh Death.
I'm Serena London, the helmswoman from the Sunken Treasure.
And I be Captain Nicholas London. We're discussing if virgins do taste better to dragons. What do you say, me love?
I think that's an old wench's tale.
Aye, it may be. But we have some wenches to answer that. Let's listen to the next song, "The Virgin's Conniption" by the Drunken Damsels from the Drunken Damsels singles.
For the
drunken damsels, by the way. Hi! This is our retort to the dragons.
Oh, I am a virgin with something to say.
That's hard to follow.
I really don't like being treated this way. I've got a complaint. You might have a hunch. I really don't like being offered as lunch.
Just a date with a bachelor for dinner and chat, they told me, but clearly this is not that. I've been chained to a wagon and left all alone to wait for some dragon to come crunch my bones.
You say virgins taste better than those who are not, but we're lacking in flavor. We're not quite as tart. We're no good for eating. We're not a la carte. Do virgins taste better? Oh, no, they do not.
Now, the priest always told me to stay chaste and pure. Good advice I once thought, but now I'm not sure. There's no great concern for my moral will. He just has a space on his menu to fill.
His sermons, they told me my virtue to keep. But I'm starting to think that this priest talk is cheap. He's made me a part of the dragon's meal plan. Oh, why did I never give in to my men?
Which one?
I said men.
You say virgins taste better than those who are not, but we're lacking in flavor. We're not quite as tart. We're no good for eating. We're not a la carte. Do virgins taste better? Oh, no, we do not.
Now, I am not happy with this turn of events. It's got me so nervous. I'm feeling quite tense.
Now, myth says the dragon is really quite nice.
I'd agree if it weren't that I'm standing in rice. Well, the dragon says virgins are sweetest in taste. I think this decision was made with some haste.
If you are just dying for a savory sweet, roll a harlot in sugar, now that's quite a treat.
You say virgins taste better than those who are not, but we're lacking in flavor. We're not quite as tart.
Try me at once.
Get me off of this cart.
Do virgins taste better? Oh, no, we do not. You say virgins taste better than those who are not, but we're lacking in flavor. We're not quite as tart. Another complaint that we don't understand. Oh, why is a virgin not ever a man?
I was working in the lab late one night, when my eyes beheld an eerie sight. My monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. My laboratory in the castle east. Whoa. The master bedroom where the vampires feast. Whoa. The ghouls all came from their humble abode. Whoa. To get a jolt from my electrode.
So they can mash.
So they could monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Yes, they can mash.
It's caught all in a flash.
Yes, they can mash.
So they could monster mash. Zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sound. Whoa. Igor unchained, backed by his baying hounds. Whoa. The coffin bangers were about to arrive. Whoa. With a vocal group, the Crypt Kicker 5.
Play the mash.
You played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Drax's voice did ring. Seems he was troubled by just one thing.
Whoa.
Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
"Whatever happened to my Transylvania trees?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It caught off in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
Now every- everything's cool. Drax a part of the band. And the Monster Mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them the bard sent ya.
Then you can mash.
Then you can Monster Mash.
A Monster Mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
It's caught all in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can Monster Mash.
Mash, good. I love the mash.
Down, Igor, down.
Mash.
Stop that.
Oh, I must have my mash.
Okay, no mash for you if you
no
keep that
mash
up. No mash.
You say no mash.
Okay, maybe a little mash. Maybe a little mash.
I must mash.
That last song you heard was The Monster Mash by Bragginagian Bards from Bragginagian Fairy Tales.
And just for all you listeners, a reminder that the awards are still going on, and please cast your votes today if you have not already done so, and encourage others to do the same. And we would like to remind you that when you are casting your vote, please be as specific as possible in your nomination so that we are able to give the honors to the exact person that you or group that you are thinking of. So thank you very much for all those of you who have voted, and we can't wait to see how this turns out.
Indeed. And of course, the awards will be for the show in February. So be on the lookout for that.
Up next, we'll be listening to The Shadows by Sea Dog Slam.
The Shadows. 'Twas the witching hour, and silence was all around, save for the creaking of the mast in the cool night breeze. The night watchman was making his rounds, slow and sure, checking every nook and cranny to see if any had snuck aboard. His light held high, showing brightly here and there, all the while casting looming shadows long in air. Down into the depths of the ship he went, for a third man was he. The cook's galley, the crew's quarters, and then on down to the hold. His light shone up and down, to and fro, into the corners and past the doors it shone. Once, twice, thrice. And then the shadows came alive right before his eyes they did. First one, then many, creeping and crawling out of their holes. They moaned and squeered their lament as they came, sweeping out of the darkness and taking the ship deck by deck. None escaped their cold, dark grasp, as each man was taken, screaming into the night as they went, till none was left, save the shadows.
It started on a peaceful night. The smithy shoed a horse. He heard a moan behind his back and turned around, of course.
His dead wife stumbled through the door. She had some brains but wanted more. Then through his neck her talents tore. And so began the day. The zombie shambled through the shamble, shamble, zombie, zombie, shamble, shamble, zombie, zombie, shamble, shamble, zombie, zombie, shamble through the shire.
Constable Jones was next to go. He had the late night watch. Near open graves he met his fate as he was drinking scotch.
He watched the living, not the dead. Brady McGee tore through his head. Villagers nearby saw and fled, and panic gripped the streets. A zombie shambled through the shamble, shamble, zombie, zombie, shamble, shamble, zombie, zombie, shamble, shamble, zombie, zombie, shamble through the shire.
The mayor became the living dead. His skin turned mottled gray. He failed to see his son's blank eyes. He did not run away.
The sheriff gnawed on fleshy bones. Blood ran down the cobblestones. Everyone cowered in their homes until their doors were smashed by zombies shambling through the shamble, shamble, zombie, zombie, shamble, shamble, zombie, zombie, shamble, shamble, zombie, zombie, shamble through the shire.
The padre preached of judgment day. They tore down the church door, converting him with just one bite.
Nom, nom, nom.
He speaks of God no more.
Then someone grabbed a cricket bat. He hit their heads with quite a splat. He spent 5 minutes doing that. Then he was ripped apart by zombies shambling through the shamble, shamble, zombie, zombie, shamble, shamble, zombie, zombie, shamble, shamble, zombie, zombie, shamble through the shire.
A gardener set a branch ablaze. The padre burned and fell. The living saw they could prevail. They torched the mayor as well.
The zombie pirate streets glow red, burning hordes of living dead. The survivors cheered and said the gardener saved us all from zombies shambling through the shamble shamble. Zombie shamble through the shire. None of us shall forget that day. Many were killed and dragged away. Our gardener saved the town. Hooray! We hope we never more see zombies shambling through the shamble shamble. Zombie shamble shamble. Zombie shamble shamble. Zombie shamble through the shire.
That last song you heard was Zombies in the Shire by The Dregs from Thank You, Sir, May I Have Another. And I believe I just heard that one a couple weeks ago at the opening gate show of the Minnesota Renaissance Festival. So I remember that song pretty well.
I love The Dregs.
So we're at another end of the podcast, sadly.
Aww, it went by so quickly.
Yeah, it did. We can always make it longer by having Matt share his thoughts.
Yeah, you'll be waiting a while for those.
No.
It's going to take a while to warm up the brain.
Well,
maybe a few weeks. Yeah. We'll see. Maybe I'll have some words of wisdom for the next one.
Okay.
Yeah.
For the next show. All right. Maybe we'll hold you to it then.
Oh, lucky me. Now look what I've committed to. Excellent. Let's do this.
Yeah, indeed. And thanks so much for being part of our world. We would love to hear from you. The minions are like small children who love and want connection. So please don't let us run amok. Send us an email at renfestpodcasts@gmail.com or give the castle a call at 478-CASTLES. That's 478-227-8537. Or give us a little something on our Facebook page. You can even bring us presents by becoming a Patreon and pledging over at patreon.com/renfestpodcast. So we're going to wrap this show up, aren't we, Matt?
Yes, we are, Tony. And we're going to close out tonight with The Outhouse Song by Three Pints Gone from One More Round.
So, remember that this podcast is powered by dead leaves boiled in hot water. Now available at all corners of the galaxy and at your local market.
Delicious. Take care, everyone. See you in the lanes.
See you later. Bye.
Don't linger too long in the outhouse. There's creatures that live in the hole. When your work there is done, put your pants up and run if you want to be saving your soul. Was a lass from Kilcarney. Her beauty was second to none. She went out for a sit, didn't know when to quit. Her body, it never was found.
Don't linger too long in the outhouse. There's creatures that live in the hole. Hey, when your work there is done, put your hands up and run if you want to be saving your soul.
There once was a gent from Kilkenny. His great wealth was known to us all. But all they found left was a penny and scratch marks that ran down the wall.
Don't linger too long in the outhouse. There's creatures that live in the hole. Hey, when your work there is done, put your pants up and run. Do you want to be saving your soul?
Then in drove a lass from Belfast. She fancied to look in the glass. She was rather rotund, considered safe by some, but those creatures latched onto her fast.
Don't linger too long in the outhouse. There's creatures that live in the hole. Hey, when your work there is done, put your pants up and run if you want to be saving your soul.
There once was a lad from Dublin who liked to write things on the wall. Then out of the deep came a gurgle and creak and grabbed him right down in the stall.
Don't linger too long in the outhouse. There's creatures that live in the hole. Hey, when your work there is done, put your pants up and run if you want to be saving your soul.
So here's to the poor souls departed. I'm sure they'll be missed by us all. They saw suffered great grief in their search for relief in the murky blue waters they call.
Don't linger too long in the outhouse. There's creatures that live in the hole. Hey, the work there is done. Put your hands up and run if you want to be saving your soul.
So here's the end of our story. We swear every word is true. If you have a doubt, take a walk to the house. It's the last we'll be seen of you.
Don't linger too long in the outhouse. There's creatures that live in the hole. Hey, the work there is done. Put your hands up and run if you want to be saving your soul. Don't linger too long in the outhouse. There's creatures that live in the hole. Hey, the work there is done. Put your hands up and run if you want to be saving your soul. If you want to be saving your soul. If you want to be saving your soul.
The fair is over. The sun begins to set. The cast gathers to feast among the clovers. Friends hug. Enemies hug too. Another year for us to take animosity and shrug. The drums still linger. The story is set. Music overwhelms a sad ballad singer. It passed too quick. What happened to time when musicians would gather to play a few licks? Hold me a moment. Don't say a word. Let me inhale so I can smell the magic that's floating. Another year passes. I think I must have blinked. There's too much I missed and not enough lasses.
The Renaissance Festival podcast is brought to you by the fans and performers and the podcast minions. If you enjoy the music you heard, visit renaissancefestivalmusic.com and find out more about the artists who make the music happen. Share your support, buy their music, and tell your friends about the great music you found here. We will see you at the fair. Sláinte.
And remember that this podcast has been powered by SEP. We'll see you all next time.
SEP?
Yeah. SEP. You don't remember what SEP is?
Nope. Do I?
SEP.
My brain's gone. Oh, no. SEP.
SEP, huh? I gotta make sure I...
Something super exciting Pop-Tarts?
Yeah, it is. What else?
Savory, exquisite popcorn.
There you go. The things.
I think I'm on a food.
Food craving
food
there?
Theme. Mm. It's time for dinner.
Yeah.
SEP. Scientific exploratory prognostication.
I am trying to remind myself. I just heard it today, actually. And I'm trying to remind myself as to what it is again.
September.
No, not September. Well, it's not September. It's bothering me now because I can't find it. Maybe we'll have to do another one because I do have a backup one.
No, that's fine. Yeah.